What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, something that I always say when it comes to women and protective orders, restraining orders, they are not an invincible force shield that's going to keep that man off of them. However, something else, they also have an expiration date. Like the woman in this story, unfortunately, found out. Now, this article was sent to me by Jay White and was published on the 8th of October. New York mother stabbed to deletion by ex in front of her son 1 day after protective order expired. Yeah, ladies, there are patient men out there who will wait till the perfect time to get at you. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A New York mother was stabbed 34 times in front of her 2-year-old child by the child's father a day after the mother's order of protection against the man had expired. Police reported that Brenda Guadalupe Alfaro Alcantara was found stabbed to deletion in the basement residence on Botsford Avenue just after 8:30 p.m. on Saturday. Authorities say the child's father, Jose W. Funes Zabala, had waited till Saturday, the day after the protection order expired, to show up and visit his son. Police told ABC affiliate WABC that the pair, who had a volatile relationship in the past, got into a fight when Zabala found out she was dating. More than likely, she probably told him as a way to somewhat throw it in his face. According to police, the argument turned violent and ended when Alcantara was stabbed multiple times in front of their 2-year-old son. After committing the crime, Zabala fled the scene, leaving his child behind, police said. Quote unquote, I can't imagine what that baby went through. It's just unbelievable. Neighbor Larissa Delgado said. Quote unquote, his son was there while it occurred. He witnessed this and he stayed there, covered in the blood of his mother. Captain Stephen Fitzpatrick said. Officers say the child was discovered by family members when he walked out of the residence covered in his mother's blood and ran into other family members. Of course, Mr. Zabala was found at a nearby hospital with self-inflicted wounds. After being declared physically and mentally competent for arraignment, the man was charged with termination in the second degree for his brutal stabbing of Alcantara and endangering the welfare of a child. It is currently unknown when the man is set to appear in court again. During a press conference, Fitzpatrick said he wanted to make it very clear that anyone who has an order of protection can easily extend it. Quote unquote, I can't emphasize enough that if you feel like an order of protection is still warranted, you should still reapply and have it re-upped, he said. Quote unquote, we're always here. If you don't want to talk to us, you can call our domestic violation hotlines and try to stop this type of violation. Well, I'm going to reiterate that quote unquote protective order is not some invincible force shield that's going to keep a man away from you, ladies. However, in this case, it did, but as soon as it expired, poof, he showed up. And when she decided that she was going to quote unquote stand her ground, oh yeah, things then took a turn for the worse. And guess what? He ended up truly getting his point across to her. What more can be said, gentlemen? What more can be said? Honestly, she really thought it was all going to work out. But in the end, yeah, he made his point clear. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it sounds like he went to where she was, so I'm going to give that a 15. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom. I'm going to give that a 45. I know I said 30 was going to be the standard. However, there are things that are even more brutal than the hot butter knife of doom. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, the kid had to see it, yet fortunately, the kid survived. So I'm going to give that a 60. And for the brutality factor, 34 times, yeah, he made sure she got his point. I'm going to give that a 40. So Jose, zero out Zabala, gets a score of 160. Ah, yes. We keep trying to tell you women that the false protection that society believes that you have is nothing more than smoke and mirrors. It truly isn't. There are men out there like Mr. Zabala who will wait for that protective order to expire. However, there are some men who, once they've been presented with that order of protection, it thoroughly enrages them, especially when you got kids involved. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to throw an order of protection up. That way you can't see your kid. And more than likely, that's probably what really sent this guy over the edge. But hey, hopefully he'll be willing to speak. But as we all know, he's the monster. He gets no chance to speak. Blah, 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 blah. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still believe that an order of protection is going to be some invincible shield that's going to cover you, you think that the police are going to be there 24/7, you need to understand this, and you really, and I mean really, need to truly understand this. The power you think that protective order gives you, the protection you think that protective order gives you, will go out. Feminism and the idea that, once again, the Duluth model is going to be that shield that you can use to protect yourself from that pissed off man, that's going to go out right along with it. Because as Mr. Zabala clearly demonstrated, he was actually patient. He waited until the day after it expired, and then he struck. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM. I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.